Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are not quite back in our studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. We're looking forward to that day. It's coming. In the meantime, folks, if you're pretty fed up, sick and tired of automated voices, 1-800 numbers, your bank doesn't really want to deal with a business your size, I've got an answer for you. It involves Renaissance Bank because they are big enough to pretty much handle anything you can throw at them. They're small enough to do it in a personal way. And I know this firsthand, so I don't talk about anybody on this show that I don't know personally and deal with personally. So my suggestion is go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office, some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call. You'll talk to a person in that local office, and you'll be able to make an appointment and go in and see them. Imagine that. What a concept. Personal service. So go check them out, and I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Hal Schlanger, and Hal is with Great South Benefits. Hal, welcome.
Morning, John. Good morning, all. Looking forward to hearing from, talking with you.
Yeah, great to have you here. I've been looking forward to this and learn a little bit about a subject I'm dreadfully poorly equipped to handle. So I've been looking forward to this, but I'm going to let you tell everyone about you and what it is we're talking about. How do you serve folks out there?
Sure. Well, most people think that the healthcare system is broken, so we fix that. And we do that by helping small, mid-sized businesses and individuals find ways to maximize their or leverage their health insurance. More importantly, or at a higher level, why even health insurance? And my passion is small businesses. I love how effective and passionate and innovative small businesses are. So I found a way to help attract and retain the best employees, and that is with employee benefits. So for businesses that know that their employees are so valuable, the benefits and health insurance are the answer. And the frustration that comes from a broken healthcare system, and I don't know what things cost, and now I get the surprise bill, and this doctor's out of network, that's what I take care of. So that way businesses focus on their business.
Some compelling stuff there I want to get to. But, I mean, I've known you a while. You're a personable guy. Talk about why you got into this side of the, of all the businesses you could have gotten into, why health insurance?
It's like so many things in life where two things cross paths and all of a sudden you go cha-ching, that this is the right answer. I love things that are disruptive. You know, you're an example of that where you started a podcast as a better way to communicate and share with people. I love things that are disruptive. I had an opportunity to work in Silicon Valley. I've worked in technology, and it's just been a lot of fun. When my wife, who was a nurse practitioner, when you put the two things together and say, what's disruptive? Well, a terrible problem with healthcare is not the quality of the care or the providers or the hospitals. It's the whole system. And when that came together and I said, wow, I had met some people at HipNation, and part of that was how I started realizing the pieces are coming together. And that's what got me going was there's a problem and the solution is disruptive. The solution was not changing a bad habit or a behavior or something. It was really a big change. And that disruption, I also realized that most people don't like change. And disruption generally is big change. Mm-hmm. So I had seen in my technology days that if I can help explain the value and help you transition, then the other side is great.
I love it. Now, let's get into just and I think a lot of people don't know this history of businesses offering health insurance, why that happened, and because that's such a right, because that's such a big thing to understand as to why we are where we are with health insurance in this country.
Good point. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So when somebody says, well, why would a business offer health insurance? And the answer today is I want to attract good employees. Well, or retain them. It's like, well, why are you offering insurance in the first place? You don't offer auto insurance or home insurance or renter's insurance or anything else. Why would you want to do that? It's because in the 50s, when we're coming out of war and the economy, they controlled wages. The federal government had a wage freeze. So some of the more innovative businesses said, if in the 40s and the 50s, we're freezing these wages as a relationship to the inflation from the war that had recently ended, what else can we do to attract John Ray? John's really like the person we want working with us. And if I can't pay him a higher wage, what can I do? Mm. Thus came up with, I'll offer health insurance. Okay. And since that time, it's just become expected. That's the way the unions did the same thing. The union said, we're representing all these employees, and if you can't raise our wages, what can you do?
Gotcha. And so once it's entrenched, it's impossible to get rid of.
Your conclusion is right. You would say, well, let's try to get rid of it. And if you look at some other things that employees have offered, or employers have offered, whether it's been free food, a day off, a family picnic, whatever those things are, some of them don't stick. We're going to give you a shirt. We're going to whatever. Lots of other things don't work. Health insurance is so valued by your employees. When research firms have checked, asked to say what benefits are most important? Is it time off? Is it wages? Is it your comfortable chair? Whatever the choices are, health insurance shows up at the top one, two, or three all the time. Usually the first or second one. Mm. So your point is right, John. You can't get rid of it, but it's not because anybody's forcing you to. It's the natural marketplace that says, I'm choosing my employer because not my hourly annual wages. It's I'm looking at my employer because of the total compensation. Mm.
It makes perfect sense. So let's talk a little bit about the pain points that businesses feel around health insurance. I've got a feeling I know one of the answers to this question, but go ahead.
So what are the pain points?
Yep.
Probably the biggest three pain points are cost.
Yes.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking of one cost, but mentioning three makes perfect sense to me, as bad as it is, right?
Yeah. So, but I think what you were asking, the way you asked it, I know you well enough that you kind of unpack and get into stuff. So you're already thinking past, well, what else is it besides cost? And what I think a lot of people don't say, but they're thinking, is that they don't understand price transparency. So not only is my cost of my premium high, but I have no idea why a surgery or a medication costs so much. I have no price comparison. Where's the shop and compare that you see on websites or you don't see prices posted. So I have a lot of fun helping people get introduced to GoodRx. GoodRx is real.
Explain GoodRx for those that haven't seen the commercials.
Okay.
Yeah.
So GoodRx.com is a website who has gone out and gotten prices from pharmacies about what they'll pay for cash. So instead of using the insurance company to negotiate for you, because that's become a big mess at for the inexpensive things. You can go to goodrx.com. And what I tell my clients is if a doctor gives you a medication, sure, have the prescription sent to a certain place. Look on GoodRx and see what it costs. And then contact the insurance company to find out what tier it is so you know what the payment's going to be. I actually had somebody who was on ADD medication and their copay was $49 a month for a month's supply. And they accepted that. They thought that was reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
When I introduced them to what I was talking about and I said, by the way, you don't need your insurance on this. Just try to check it out paying on cash. It was $24 on GoodRx for cash versus the insurance plan. Now, the insurance plan does offer some really good deals. But what I want to point out here is that because the pain point is price transparency, there are some hacks that I will share with my clients to help them never reach their deductible. I kind of joke about that somebody says, oh, you know, I want a low deductible because I want to reach my deductible and then the insurance plan will pay. Why do you want to reach your deductible?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you keep the money in your pocket and never reach it? And there's another place just to give you price transparency is the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. They're a benchmark in the country still to this day. Nobody's really copying them. That I've had clients, we talk about it's cheaper to fly to Oklahoma, stay overnight, have your outpatient surgery and fly home. So again, price transparency is what I want to help people encourage. I know when I had my hernia surgery, it was far cheaper for me to pay cash and submit it to the insurance company than the insurance company to do it.
And Oklahoma is not exactly, I don't know, what Costa Rica or whatever, right? I mean, it's not like you've got to make some big plans to go overseas to get advantage of that cost and the good care that they offer.
Yes. Yes. It was started by a doctor and an anesthesiologist. It's been around better part of 5 years. And Steve Forbes did a wonderful interview with them. And they're a benchmark for for cash pricing. You come in, you give them the credit card, you're done.
Mm. So what, I mean, we're going to talk about how to solve business owner problems, but I'm curious about this from your perspective. I mean, it sounds like the problem is the insurance companies in the middle. Is that the problem here? Or because some people blame hospitals, they blame the doctors. It sounds like the insurance company is in the middle and there's a big gap there between real cost and what the insurance company is taking off the top.
Wow. So WellStar is a good hospital and they're not the problem.
Right.
United Healthcare and Aetna and some of the other ones that you may not know that I work with, that I also work with,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to blame them either. An insurance company is there to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you as an insured person, as an employee or employer, if you don't care enough to ask me or somebody about why it costs so much and how do you control it, how can you blame an insurance company for letting their rates go up? In fact, knowing you and knowing who you are and knowing how much you talk about price, right, you're really good at knowing that it's about value.
Right.
So it's not the hospital. It's not the doctor. It's not the pharmacy. Or the manufacturers, it's not the insurance company. It's the whole system together.
Mm.
For example, there's some funky things that we don't need to get into about hospitals having to take care of people who have no insurance. How's that work out? And the insurance companies with the Affordable Care Act have been given certain guidelines, like they can only make so much profit margin, not profit. But they can only make so much margin.
Mm.
So again, how do you put all the, when all the pieces come together, I guess the best example for all of us is the tax code. right? It's tax season. So how big is a tax code? Isn't it measured by like feet of paper, not inches?
Yeah, I think it's halfway to the moon by now.
I just know that there aren't a whole lot of people who know all of it. And there are people whose industry is entirely built on like H&R Block and others that their business is entirely trying to understand that code.
Mm-hmm.
So, to your point, I don't think it's the insurance company. I do think that part of the problem is that the insurance company is in between the doctor and the hospital in a lot of plans. Now, I have plans where the doctors are not in between. But I think you asked the question right when you said, is the insurance company the problem? The answer is no. It's the consumer. We're making our own decision that says, I want it the way it's been. I like it. I'm familiar with it, right? I'm familiar. And by the way, it's really convenient. I give them my card. They tell me I owe a copay and I walk away.
Well, now, hold on there, Hal. It can't be my fault, right? I've got to blame it on somebody else, right? No, seriously.
I know where that's going.
Yeah, I know. But seriously, what you're saying makes perfect sense. Is if you're not willing to do the work, if you're not willing to dig a little deeper, you can buy what's off the shelf and you're going to pay more. You know, that the shiny object off the shelf. And what you're saying is, hey, there's come with me. Let's do a little digging into this thing and I can save you money.
Yes. And let's put that in kind of perspective.
Yeah.
We're talking about every time you go to the doctor, you have to negotiate the price, or that you have to file a claim, or that you have to go chase down something. We're not saying that. We're saying what you said is right. I just need to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Ask a few questions. Decide how far you want to go. You know, you and I have heard the phrase crawl, walk, run. We got to make a change. Are we going to crawl through the change? Are we going to walk through it? Are we going to go really fast? That's the individual decision. It's a business culture. You decide. Just take the first step or two.
Well, let's talk about options, because that's what really we're getting at here, is mm-hmm. that employers have more options than it seems. That's what you're pointing to, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So... Let's talk about the misconceptions that small, mid-sized businesses have about the healthcare options that are available to them.
The misconceptions. All right, I'll pick two of them for now.
Mm-hmm.
One is that a smaller company needs to join a PEO to get reasonable healthcare prices. Nearly every PEO, including the large national ones, will allow you to buy their lease their software, get their consulting services, use their payroll services, and buy healthcare separately. Then there are people like me who have, thanks to people like the Chamber, have partnered with payroll company and HR consultants so that if there's something from the PEO that you thought you needed, there are those of us in the community that are doing the same things. So one misconception is you don't need to be a large group to get a good price. And people like me can work with a PEO or separate from and give you options there. The other one, and this gets to be a lot of fun if you're a CPA, which a lot of people put that in the fun category. The tax code a couple years ago shifted so that any medical costs that you incur,
mm-hmm.
not deductible until you spent 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. So after you take your income and you whatever expenses, whatever deductions you can get, you have to spend 7.5% of that before the first dollar above the 7.5% is deductible as medical expense. So, welcome to our government. There's always solutions for things. There are plans and options, HSAs, HRAs, FSAs, words you don't need to remember other than ask, get engaged and ask. that will allow you to purchase healthcare with pre-tax dollars, which is the same thing as a deductible. It means having a deduction. So the second myth is, wow, I lost all my medical deductions. And the answer is no, you just haven't asked, where do I go to get them? Where do I find them? And working as an with an employer, there's some really good solutions.
Folks, we're here chatting with Hal Schlanger. He is with Great South Benefits. Hal, you've got some things you're pointing to, I guess a couple of big things you're pointing to in terms of why the healthcare system is so broken. I mean, one of them is price transparency. You were just talking about. Why don't you dig into that a little more deeply?
As far as dig deeply into
what the price transparency and why that's such a problem, creates such a problem for the healthcare system, and then for the cost back to the business owner themselves.
Well, as far as the transparency goes, if you don't know what things cost, the analogy we give is, imagine you got to eat, so you go to the grocery store, you buy things, but you don't know what they cost. In fact, the person who's checking them out just keeps ringing them up and then makes up a number. And you say, okay, well, there's things that you would buy that are on sale that are worth it to you, right? I mean, I'm going back to John Ray 101, which is, what's the value?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You teach that really well about how much should you charge or how much should you pay. It's all based on your value. Mm. But if I don't know the price and I'm just going to take it, I'm probably buying things that I don't need. And I have the utmost respect for the medical community here because they all do really want us healthy. The problem, though, is the price transparency and the cost. We don't know what care we really need, and we don't know to ask. If somebody is diagnosed with high blood pressure, a good primary care doctor will tell you, I recommend this medication for the next, say, 6 months or maybe of a year until we can figure out what's causing it and we can change, you know, whether it's diet or stress or whatever. The problem is that the healthcare system is so broken, the doctor only gets paid if you're sick and you come in and you take the medication and you have to come in again to make sure there's no side effects. That doesn't make sense. Why don't we find a way to, you know, pay the doctor because you're healthy? But that's, you asked about price transparency, and I'm saying the system's broken because I don't know what things cost. I don't know what the visit costs. I don't know what a mammogram costs or an MRI costs. So I just go where a doctor says. In fact, I had a woman in a little while back. She was using birth control and had gone to the doctor and said, hey, the doctor said, yeah, I'll write a prescription for this. Great. Everything was fine. When she switched to me and she said, well, it seems like you don't pay for this. We said, well, wait a minute. How much is it? And we ended up saying, well, why don't you find out what it costs and check with your doctor and see if there's a generic instead of the brand?
Mm.
And all of a sudden, again, her cost dropped because she at least asked. Because there's no price transparency. People don't know to ask about it or ask for it. When they do, then we start finding answers.
Well, and part of the problem here, it seems to me, is there's no comparison. I mean, it's not just that people don't know. It's just they're given one price, and that's the price, right? And they have no way to compare, no reason to have any way to compare.
On their own. Yeah, I was thinking, you're right. System.
That's so, okay.
I think you're right that they don't know, but it's because they don't know what's available. And
right.
Yeah. So there's people like me that will help show that to you.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the idea. Now you also talk about the financial incentives are screwed up.
Yeah.
Say more.
Financial incentives. Well, I gave you the example where the doctors paid, they give you Lipitor for your high blood pressure. You then need to go back to the doctor because of potential side effects. Hmm. Insurance company has said, oh, there's side effects. So yeah, you can come back. Other places where they're not aligned.
Well, I mean, doctors getting paid for us being sick as opposed to keeping us well.
Yes. Yeah. The other is doctors are paid in general, and this is kind of the HipNation story. Doctors are paid per visit. And the faster they can get you out, the next visit they can line up. In fact, there are doctors who will say, we can only talk about one or two things. You just said you called because you had a sore throat. Now you're telling me that your shoulder hurts. Tell you what, schedule another visit. I don't have time for the shoulder discussion. Schedule another visit. What does that do? The doctor gets paid for two visits. Problem there.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, come back in. I look at your shoulder. I go, yes. And then I recommend you go see a specialist. Why? Because I don't have time to do what some of us call slow medicine. Slow medicine is no different than any other business, which is that if I can go a little slower, I'm not in a hurry to get the next patient in.
Mm-hmm.
I may learn something and come up with a second option. And again, I keep using you as a good advisor for business. You may come up with two or three business models for the same product or service and then start digging into why is this model better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with medicine. I can give you this medicine and it'll take care of your high blood pressure, but I really should slow down and think more and let's spend some time to figure out what's causing it. Is it hereditary or is it something that we can control?
Mm.
So that's where the transparency comes back in. That the system's not aligned right to pay for those kind of things, and it's not paying you for that. In fact, I've got group plans that I do for businesses where instead of it being a wellness plan and go walk 10 miles, it's if you do a little bit of the shopping like we're just talking about, and you don't use that much you don't have that many claims during the year,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you a rebate. I'll refund some of your premium because you didn't use it. So now I'm aligning incentives.
Gotcha. So Hal, let's, we're coming down to closing time here, but I want to get to a success story and maybe you can use a success story, someone you've helped. That would be a great example of what you can do for folks out there.
Let's see, two thoughts. One is we had a company leave their fully insured plan for what I do. They saw their premiums drop by more than 10%. Now they were going for renewal and they were going to get this renewal that I think what prompted them to call me was they got a 40% renewal rate increase. And we started talking. I said, here's how we can fix it. And they ended up getting a 10% decrease instead of that increase. And this was for seven people. And then just to put icing on top of that cake, I got a call from them at first of the year, right after the first, and somebody had gone to use the plan and said that the test that they need, they had done several years ago, and they paid about $1,800 for a test. And I think any of the listeners might say, oh, okay, right. That's not a big deal. I mean, not a surprise. This year he paid $680.
Oh, wow.
Same test. So not only did he save on premiums, but he found a way to save on his out-of-pocket cost for that one.
Wow.
And then the other one is a pool company, and they're going through a renewal, and the first renewal was at 30%. And they said, this isn't good. We got to change stuff. And we got into it and we looked at options. And they're debating now for the two options they're looking at now is whether they want a 4% or a 12% decrease.
Mm. Wow. So,
It has to do with gathering some information, taking a little extra time on my part to know what you need and figure out what's important. You know, do you need mental health, physical health? I hope you want to include mental health, because that so much impacts your physical health.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make sure that that's included in a very welcoming way, as opposed to no, pay your deductible and then we'll pay. So yeah. Those are a couple of recent stories. And then my favorites are also personally, my hernia surgery was supposed to be $10,000, when I got a quote for it. And then I ended up talking to my primary care doctor through HipNation in this case. My primary care doctor introduced me to a surgeon who was willing to pay cash. And I spent $2,410 for a surgery I thought was going to cost me $10,000. I paid $2,410 and I got points on my credit card.
And you didn't have to fly to Bangladesh, right? Folks, we're here chatting with Hal Schlanger, and he's with Great South Benefits. We're also joined by his golden retriever. I see you rescue golden retrievers.
I do.
Okay. Well, I identify with the problem, because I've got one too. And whenever there's a butterfly that gets inside the perimeter, you know, there's the same thing you were dealing with. So I understand. No worries.
Yeah, this one, it's a foster dog, and they're just getting socialized to reality.
Yeah. I got you. Good stuff. Good work. Real quick, as we wrap up here, how does a business engage with you? I mean, they've heard something here that's interesting. Right. How does a consultation with you work?
The first consultation is truly a discovery session, a learning session. There's no cost.
Mm-hmm.
We got to figure out if we can help each other. There are times that I can help, and there's times I can. So the first consultation is always free. Let's get to know each other,
mm-hmm.
Determine if we like each other. And if they don't have a sense of humor, they probably won't want to work with me anyway. So that's the way we get started. It starts with a phone call. It starts with a Zoom, a virtual interview. If it needs to be in person, I do that too. So it's all about connecting.
Yeah. Awesome. Hal Schlanger, folks, with Great South Benefits. Hal, this has been great. But let's get to the most important question, which is, for those that would like to be in touch, want to have that consultation, how can they do that?
Probably the Great South Benefits website is the easiest, because it's the word Great South Benefits. You're welcome to reach me if you Google my name. If you look on LinkedIn, you'll find me very easily. It's just that most people have trouble spelling Schlanger. So, you know, my last name is... That's what I got. So you can look, you can find me through Great South Benefits. You can find me through the North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, Roswell Rotary, Golden Retriever Rescue of Atlanta. Lots of places I'm involved, but you can also find me on LinkedIn if you can figure out how to spell Schlanger.
Well, folks, you don't have to spell it. We'll have it in the show notes. Okay. And there'll be a link. So you don't even worry about it. Hal Schlanger, folks, Great South Benefits. Hal, it's been a pleasure.
John, thanks so much for all the questions. Good ideas.
Thank you so much. Folks, if you've got some other problems in your business and involves these are problems you can fix. And the problem involves you working on administrative tasks or bookkeeping or things that a business owner really needs to outsource, get off their desk. Here's the answer. OfficeAngels.us. Go check them out. Check their services. But better yet, just call the chief executive angel over there, Essie Escobedo. Her number is 770-442-9246. I know that number by heart because she does work for me. She and her angels do work for me, and I couldn't run my business without them. They're terrific. They fly in, get the job done, and fly out, and they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. And Essie has been in business for 21 years, folks, doing business this way, so a pandemic doesn't scare them in the least. So give her a call, 770-442-9246. Or if you're timid, go to the website and check that out first. But my suggestion is just call her, and she'll be glad to help you and tell her I sent you. Another quick reminder that you can find this show on all the major podcast platforms. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. We're on Google. We're on Deezer and Cheezer. We're on all of them. So go look us up. What I ask you to do, if you would, is find the show, subscribe, but better yet, give us a 5-star review. And it's not about me. It's not about Business Radio X. It's about our guests, so that folks can find the show that may be looking for the services of folks like Hal and the some other over 600 guests that we've had on this show the last almost five years. We're about to have our 5th anniversary, so we're looking forward to that. More on that soon. And also, we're on social media, North Fulton BRX. You can find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So for my guest, Hal Schlanger, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.